Today we're going to learn Tainus Daf Dalet Amar Aleph. We left off, I think we left off on the very top of Daf Dalet Amar Aleph, just in case I'm not remembering correctly, we'll start again from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amar Beis, Va'amar Rava. So it says Gemara, Va'amar Rava, Tal Galaturi, snow on mountaintops, Mitra Razia Li'ilane, snow is very good for mountaintops, a strong rain is good for trees, Mitra Nicha Lepere, and a soft rain is good for fruits, is good for grain. Urpila, soft type of rain, afilu partsida dutusekala, even for the seeds that are underneath a clod of earth, mahanyale will help for it and will be good for it. My urpila, what exactly is the reason that rain that is very dark, that's very soft, is called urpila? So the Gemara says, because urpila is a combination of two words. It's like what we call a nutrikun, which is a combination of two words. Uru pile, that means to wake up the cracks in the ground, that the soft rain goes into those little cracks and causes the grain, that soft rain goes into those little cracks in the ground and causes the grain to grow properly. So now the Gemara shares with us three things about Talmidei Chachamim that Rava said. So says the Gemara, Ve'amar Rava, Haitzor b'me Rabbanan dami lepartzida tusekala. A young Talmud Chacham, Tzor b'me Rabbanan, when Rav Shechter spoke at my shul once, when they honored me for the 3,000th shir, so he said, Tzor b'me Rabbanan always refers to a Talmud Chacham who's under the age of 40. So Tzor b'me Rabbanan, Dami l'partzida d'tusei kala is like a seed that's underneath a clod of earth. The kevan d'navat navat. From the time it begins to sprout, it goes up and up and up. So once a Talmud Chacham's name gets out there, his name gets bigger and bigger, becomes more well known. Vama Rava, second teaching of Rava, Haitzum Rabban Doratach, the Talmud Chacham that's very young, gets angry quickly. O Raisu Hudukamaratchale, you shouldn't judge him poorly because you assume that it's the Torah that he learns that causes him to get angry. It boils his blood a little bit more. The Torah makes him a little more excitable. So that's why he's very sensitive to everything. Shenemar Halokodvarai Ke'ishnu Um Hashem, that the words of Torah are compared to Eish, they're compared to fire. It's like a warm up the whole body and makes him extremely sensitive to anything that happens. Va'amar Rav Ashi, a third statement, I guess the third one's not by Rava, but Rav Ashi, Kol Talmud Chacham She'inu Kasha Kebarzel, any Talmud Chacham that doesn't get angry and doesn't react harshly when he needs to react in that way, to show his Talmidim that he means business, Einu Talmud Chacham, so he's not a Talmud Chacham, Shenamar, because the Pasuk says, Ukepatish Yifotzei Tzela, which Rav Ashi darshins to mean that just like a hammer smashes a rock because it's so strong, so too Talmid Chacham have to be strong and they have to be very makbid on things and very exacting with their Talmidim, and to make their Talmidim a little bit fearful to make sure that they go in the proper path of Torah. Amrle Rabbi Abba Rav Ashi, Itun Mehasa Masnisula. So Rabbi Abba said to Rav Ashi, you learn that a Talmud Chacham needs to be very harsh from that pasuk of Ukapat Shifot Itzel, that pasuk in Yirmiyahu, but Anan Mehacha Masninla. We learn this from a pasuk in Chumash, Dechsiv, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. Pasuk says that it's a land whose stones are iron. Now it does not say whose stones are kibarzel, like iron, which would mean that its stones are very hard like iron. Rather, it says that its stones are iron, but that doesn't make any sense because stones aren't iron. So al tikrei avaneha. So the way to read the pasuk is not that it's avaneha, that the avanim, that the stones are barzel, but rather ella boneha, the builders of the land are like barzel. Who are the builders of the world? Who are the builders of the land? That's a reference to Talmidei Chacham. So that's the drasha from the pasuk. There it's Eretz Asher Boneha Barzel, that the builders of the land, Talmidei Chacham, should be harsh like iron. Even though the Torah brings Talmidei Chacham to anger quickly, to anger easily, and they have to sometimes do that to make their Talmidim intimidated and appreciate the importance of going in the path of Torah, nevertheless, a person should train himself to act in a softer kind of way. That a person should remove anger from his heart. So main point number one, over here on Daf Dalet Amar Aleph, three things about Talmidei Chachamim. Number A, he doesn't. Once he starts growing, he'll continue to grow. B, he should anger easily. And C, he must be kasha kebarzel, should be harsh like iron. Those are three things about Talmidei Chachamim. Good. Amar Rav Shlomo ben Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonason. Shlosha sha'alu shelo kahogenu, famous Gemara. There were three people in Jewish history that asked Hashem something in an inappropriate way. They asked something in the wrong way. L'shnayim hishivuhu kahogen. Two of them, Hashem responded to them in a way that was favorable to them. L'echad hishivu shelo kahogen. But one of them got a response that did not work out so well for him. The Eluhain, and these three people are Eliezer Eved Avraham, Eliezer the servant of Avraham, Vishaul ben Kish, King Shaul, the first king of the Jewish people, Viyiftach HaGiladi, and Yiftach HaGiladi, who we read about in Navi. So we'll see who these three people are and what they did, what they asked that was inappropriate. So number one, Eliezer Eved Avraham. What was the example where Eliezer Eved Avraham asked in an inappropriate way? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says that when Avram sent Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchak, Eliezer asked Hashem in an inappropriate way. He says, "When I stand by the spring of water and the girls of the city come out to draw the water, v'haya hanara asher omer eleha hatina kadech, the girl that says to that I will say to her, please, can you give me some drink, give me from your pitcher something to drink, and she's going to say, not only will I give you to drink, but I'll give your camels to drink. So that's going to be the girl that's for Yitzchak. So it sounds like the first girl that comes out from the city that he has this conversation with is going to be the right wife for Yitzchak. But wait a second, Yachal afilu chigeres, afilu suma. That was a very risky thing to do, not such a smart thing to do, because what if the girl that comes out has some sort of terrible physical blemish, like she's a chigeres, she can't walk, or if she's blind or something like that, would she be the proper wife for Yitzchak? So it was not the right thing to ask, because it could have turned out very badly. But nevertheless, Heshivu Kahogan v'nizdavna l'Rivka. Things turned out well for him because Rivka ended up being the girl that came out. So that was example number one. Now example number two, Shaul ben Kish. Oh, Shaul ben Kish also asked Shalo Kahogan to chsiv, because when Goliath, the giant Goliath, was coming out and mocking Klal Yisrael, and Shaul was looking for someone to fight with Goliath, so Shaul said, V'haya ish asher yakenu ya Ashrenu HaMelech Osher Gadol Ves Bito Yitein Lo. Whichever man volunteers to fight Goliath and manages to beat him, I'm going to make him very wealthy, and I'm going to give him my daughter to marry. Yachal afilu eved afilu mamzer. So the guy that could have stepped up to fight could have been an eved, it could have been a mamzer, someone who's totally inappropriate for his daughter. But Hashivu Kahogan, Hashem made it work out for him, v'nizdamin lo David, and he got David HaMelech as a son-in-law, which he didn't always appreciate that it was so good for him, but it was turned out to be a very good match for his daughter, and someone who is very worthy of marrying into the royal family. And then the third person that was Shaul Shlomo Kahogan, who did not quite work out for, was Yiftach HaGiladi. Yiftach HaGiladi asked for something inappropriately, d'chsiv, because when the Bnei Amon went to war with Klal Yisrael, the elders of Gilad called Yiftach, who was a big warrior, to lead the charge against the Bnei Amon. And when Yiftach went out to fight with the Bnei Amon, he made a neder to Hashem, and he said, V'haya hayotze asher yetze midal sebesi, that the first person to come out of my house to come greet me, if I return peacefully from the Bnei Amon, I'm going to dedicate that to Hashem, and I'll bring it as a carbon ola to Hashem. Now, he didn't say, the first animal that walks out of my house, I'm bringing as a carbon ola to Hashem. He just said, first thing that walks out of my house. Yachal afilu davar tameh. Well, that was an inappropriate thing to say, because first of all, it could have been a dog, it could have been a pig, it could have been something that's not kosher, that's not even roi to bring as a karban. But Eshivu Shalom Kahogan, and Hashem responded to him in an even worse way. It did not work out for him at all, because Nizdam Nalo Bito. What was the first thing that walked out of his house? His own daughter was the first thing that walked out of his house. And that's why Yirmiyahu says to Klal Yisrael, "Hatzari ein begilad imrofe ein son." That is there not enough medicine in Gilad? Why did Yiftach not follow Pinchas, who was the Chacham of the Dar, to be matir his neder? Why didn't he go to him? And because he was so arrogant, so he didn't go to be matir his neder. That could have solved his problem, but he ended up having to live by this neder that he had to bring his daughter as a korban. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, Asher lo tzivisi v'lo dibarti v'lo elsa alibi. When the Bnei Yisrael built bamos to burn their children in a fire for avodah zarah, Yirmiyahu HaNavi came with a message from Hashem and said that I didn't command them to bring their sons and daughters. Someone was makriv their son and didn't do was clearly not doing with the Ratzon of Hashem. And the Gemara darshins that all these expressions, lo tzivisi, lo dibarti, lo asa alibi, refers to three people that brought their children as a karbonola. Asher lo tzivisi, Zebno shel Misha Melech Moav. That was the son of Misha, the king of Moab, that in the time that they fought with Klal Yisrael, and he saw that the Bnei Yisrael were going to win, he asked his servants, what's the story with this nation that the Hashem does all, that God does all these miracles for them? And they told him, oh, they descend from Abraham, from Avram Avinu, who had a child that he was willing to be makriv on the Mizbech, and that's their great zuchus. So he says, oh yeah, I also have a child. I have a son. I'll go and I'll bring him as a korban, and maybe that will make their God happy. So that was Asher lo tzivisi. God didn't ask for your child, and that's why it didn't work out for him, for Misha Melech Moav. Shenemar v'yikach esmerah b'char, asher yimloch tachlev yaleh yolda, v'lo dibarti zayiftach. When it says v'lo dibarti, sacrificing a child that I didn't speak about, that's a reference to Yiftach, that Hashem never told him to be makriv his daughter as an ola. V'lo olsa alibi zayitzchak ben Avram. That's a reference to Yitzchak ben Avram, that even though Hashem did command Avram to bring him as an ola, it would never enter his heart that Avram is actually going to shecht his son. It was just to test him, because the Satan was giving Hashem a hard time about how Avram Avinu can be tested. So that's all it was really about. So let's do main point number two over here, and that is that three people made inappropriate deals with Hashem. I'm writing it as I'm talking. Three people made inappropriate deals with Hashem, for Eliezer and Shaul, it worked out, but not for Yiftach. So again, for Eliezer and Shaul, it worked out because Eliezer found Rivka and Shaul found David, but it didn't quite work out for Yiftach because he ended up having to sacrifice his daughter. Vayter in the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Brechia af Knas Yisrael Shaul Shalok Hogan. There was another example of an inappropriate request, and that was from Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashiva Kogan, but Hashem responded to them properly. Shenemar, V'neida nirdef al adas es Hashem kashachar nachon motzo'o v'yavo v'geshem lanu. That Knas Yisrael wanted to know Hashem like the morning, that when a person sees the beginning of light, he knows that the sun is coming out and it's going to shine on the earth. So too, someone who wants to know Hashem is certain to find him and to gain a knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were saying that Hashem should be mashpia, should bring us all of his goodness like the sun that brings life to the world. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Jewish people, Biti, Achol's davar shapam mispakish pam menum mispakish. You want to be similar to Hashem, to be mashpia, rain that's good for the world during the winter time, but it's not always good for the world. Rain is bad during the summertime. It could be a simon klala during the summertime. So you're asking for the wrong thing, because you're asking for something. You're comparing Hashem's influence to something that's not always good. Aval ani ehayelach. But Hashem responds in a positive way anyway. He says, you're asking that I should be available to you like rain. You sure you want me to be like rain? Rain sometimes is really lousy. In the wintertime, rain is great, but in the summertime, rain is a terrible thing. So Hashem says, I'm not going to be like rain to you. I'll be like dew. Dew is always good. Vod Shalak, Knesset Shal also asked Shalok again in an inappropriate way as follows. Amr Lefan Ribbono Shalom. Simeni kachosam alibecha, kachosam alzrecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see and remember Klal Yisrael like a seal that's on a person's arm or across from the heart. So Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biti, Achuel, Zdavr, Shepam, Nira, Pam, Menu, Nira. You're asking that, like when a person goes without any clothing, so his arm is exposed across from his heart, but sometimes when he's wearing clothing, you don't see that area of his body. I'm going to be to you like something that's always visible. Shenemar hein al kapayim chakosich, that I'll be like on the palm of your hand. The palm of the hand is always visible. So they ask for the exposure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that relates to the heart, but Hashem was saying that's not the best thing to ask for. because the heart is not something that's always exposed. You want a relationship to Hashem that's more like the palm of the hand, which is always exposed. So main point number three, Klal Yisrael asks for a relationship with Hashem, for a relationship with Hashem that is like rain and like the heart, but Hashem does better. By being like dew and the palm of the hand, which is always visible. Good. Last little bit of the Gemara over here. In the Mishnah it said, Ein shol in es hagashamim. We can only ask for rain near the rainy season. So savrua she'elef askar chadimilsihi. Originally, the Chacham thought that asking for rain and mentioning rain are the same thing. And just like you're not allowed to ask for rain by saying v'sein talumatar, except for during the rainy season, so too you're not supposed to say mashvorach amar hageshem, except for during the rainy season. So man tana, who's the tana that holds that the first time to mention rain is during the rainy season? Amarav Rabbi Yeshuahi, da amar mishas hanachaso. That must be Rabbi Yeshua from the Brisan daf Beis and Beis that says we begin to mention rain from the time that we put down the lulav, which is on Shmini Atzeres, the time that's closest to rain. But Amar Le Abaye, Abaye says, Afilu Temer Rabbi Eliezer. No, we don't have to say it's going like Rabbi Yeshua, even if you assume like Rabbi Eliezer, who disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and holds that we mention rain already from the first day of Sukkot. And still it could work out very well to say that we only ask for rain during the rainy season when we want rain. She'ilu L'chud has kara l'chud, because asking for rain and mentioning rain are two totally different things. So even though you're not supposed to ask for rain except for when you actually want rain, but we can start mentioning rain already on the first day of Sukkot. So the Gemara is going to bring that there are some that learned this Gemara in a slightly different way. And let's just read it through. V'igad da'amri, and others say, Lema, should we say that the Mishnah that says that we only ask for rain near the rainy season, Rabbi Yeshua, he is assuming like Rabbi Yeshua da'amar mishas hanachaso, who holds that we only ask for rain starting on Shmini Atzeres. Amar Rav Afilu Tamer Rabbi Lazar, she'elu l'chud v'askara l'chud. No, it could even be going like Rabbi Lazar. So there's a difference between She'ela and Haskara. So I guess we could make this main point number one, I guess, on Dalet Amud Beis, which is that even if you hold like Rabbi Lazar to start mentioning rain on day one of Sukkot, we only ask for it. We only ask for rain starting Shmini Atzeres. Now, important concept, just to, before we conclude the daf, the important concept is a couple of them. Kol Talmud Chacham Sheinu Kasha Kebarzel Eino Talmud Chacham. That's an important concept. Any Talmud Chacham that's not hard like iron is not a Talmud Chacham. And another important concept I thought was the concept of Sha'al Shelo Kahogen, asking for things inappropriately. So Sha'al Shelo Kahogen, making deals that could turn out to be sour, that could turn out to be inappropriate. Okay, that's Dalet Amud Aleph. Bezras Hashem will pick up with Rabbi Yehuda Omer over Lefnei Ateva next time.